Tens of thousands of supporters of the opposition People's Alliance packed into a stadium in Kuala Lumpur Wednesday night, not to celebrate their best ever election performance. They were there to protest against what they say is the fraud that robbed them of victory. Analysts say electoral districts heavily favor the ruling coalition, with many seats for smaller populations in rural areas that are its strongholds. Opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim goes further, accusing the Election Commission of siding with the ruling coalition.
Yeah, we have seen the groundswell, and they've been translated into elections only to be stolen by the ruling clique. But now I think what we need to do is to explain and let the people take up from there. What do they want? They want to surrender to the corrupt regime, or they want to claim what is rightfully theirs?
The National Front maintains the elections were free and fair. The opposition People's Alliance succeeded in cutting the ruling coalition's majority in parliament, won many more seats in state legislatures, and tightened its grip on Malaysia's two most developed states, which it has ruled for 5 years. Prime Minister Najib Razak says the results were caused by a huge swing of support toward the opposition from the ethnic Chinese community that makes up about a quarter of the population. Political analysts such as Keith Leong say other, more decisive factors were at play.
It's more of a geographic and a class issue. The fact is that the opposition was also able to make gains in largely urban Malay areas. And so it's actually more of an urban-rural divide. The opposition's message was able to resonate more with urban dwellers, especially with the young voters.
Still, many leading figures in the ruling coalition blame the Chinese community for their poor showing. And a Malay language newspaper linked to the ruling party caused outrage with a headline asking, what more do the Chinese want? The leader of the ruling party's youth wing, Hairi Jamaluddin, says such attitudes hurt his coalition in the election.
We have to rein in the more extremist elements within our own party, within our own media establishment. And we must speak against it. If leaders abdicate this responsibility, then this nation is going to be further divided.
Prime Minister Najib says he too is worried about polarization and will seek national reconciliation. But Wednesday night's huge rally, rejecting the legitimacy of the election results, task that will be. Ryan Meltzer for VOA News, Kuala Lumpur.